Lee Bowman remembers the blockades that suddenly went up, the soldiers everywhere, and most of all, he remembers thousands of people at Cairo's airport trying to leave the country.
People were just shoving and pushing, and everybody was in the panic mood. Everybody was scared and worried and frightened and wondered if they were going to get out.
Last January, Bowman and his wife Ricky did get out, one of the 3,000 Americans to escape the turmoil that would spread throughout northern Africa and the Middle East, ousting dictators in what would become known as Arab Spring. Now back home in the Bayfield County town of Barnes, Bowman says he had a flashback of sorts when he was writing about the experience in his annual Christmas letter.
I got almost more scared. We actually went through it. I mean, you know, you go through stuff and you face it a bit at a time, and then when you look back, oh my gosh.
Now that Egypt is in transition to a democratic government, Bowman hopes the society remains tolerant.
Not just the Islamic, but there's a sizable Christian minority and other groups in that. You know, there's 80 million people in Egypt, and I hope they get a society that will be broad enough to allow these various groups to coexist.
He and his wife don't have plans to go back to Cairo. He says they did go to Canada this year, where there's less of a chance for revolution. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.